Now, we come into this 60th chapter of Isaiah, and we see the Son of Righteousness now rising upon Israel, that which Malachi said would come to pass in the last days, that when he came, it would be like the rising of a sun into midnight darkness. And therefore, we see the nation Israel in that day reflecting the glory light here upon the entire earth. Now, the church, you see, in the meantime, is gone to be with Christ. And to attempt to articulate the nation Israel with the church and make them synonymous is just an interpretation of Scripture that when you get into an area like this, it just bogs down. It's not satisfactory. It does not meet the dimensions of these prophecies. And I would emphasize that because that is one of the things that has caused so much confusion today. And it's the reason that certain schools of prophecy or Bible interpretation, I should say, because they put no emphasis on prophecy. And the reason is because of neglect of areas like this here. Now, we started out in this particular section of seeing the Redeemer on the cross in Isaiah 53. Now, there has been a definite progress and development through the remainder of this section that speaks not of the government of God as the first part did, but of the grace of God. And in the first section, the emphasis is upon law, and here it is upon grace. And we find here that there is, as there was in the first part, that there is love in law. And also that in this section there is law in love. And we're moving in this section to the millennium. Now, last time we were told in verse 20 of chapter 59 that the Redeemer shall come to Zion. All right, now in this chapter, as we move along, he's come. And there is what is known as the prophetic tense in the Hebrew. It's a prophet going beyond the event and looking back at it as if it's history. And he speaks of many of these things as having already taken place here. Arise, shine, for thy light is come. Not will come, but is come. And the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. And you can understand that for God, when he says a thing is going to come to pass, he's already on the other side of it. It's just the same as having passed. In other words, prophecy is the mold into which history is poured today.